This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Well, was yesterday fun or what? Tough to top a broadcast like yesterday. But we're here anyway on this Thursday, February 28th, 2019. And Owen Schroyer filling in for Alex Jones today. We will be hearing from Alex today. And he will be obviously responding to the viral podcast that was the Joe Rogan Experience yesterday, as well as some other breaking news. But, you know, it's pretty amazing that yesterday you had, let me just go through it, the Trump-Kim summit in Vietnam. You had Pakistan and India almost on the verge of full-out war. You had the Michael Cohen testimony circus, and in the middle of all that, what was the number one story on social media? What was the number one trend on social media? What had everybody watching it by the end of the day? Alex Jones on the Joe Rogan Experience. It's already up to 3 million views, and that's just on the one YouTube page for Joe Rogan. Does Joe Rogan have Facebook or Twitter? I don't know, but you also take into account all of the clips that were put on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube and everywhere. It's already probably got 10 million views, but the full original on the YouTube Joe Rogan Experience is about to hit 3 million views by the end of this broadcast. And they were live for 5 hours. And Alex Jones was classic Alex Jones. And I don't even know what the takeaway from the fact that Alex Jones was trending above the Trump-Kim summit, almost a full-out war between India and Pakistan, and the Michael Cohen hearing. I really don't know what to take away from that. I think there's a couple things to take away from that. But isn't the real story how it just showed? If you're watching right now, we just have the video of Alex just, I mean, literally pumping his arms up and down for 3 straight minutes, flailing about as he's standing up for the unborn. Pretty incredible stuff. And it was, I mean, Joe apparently had never heard of this new legislation the Democrats passed where if a baby's born and it's alive, well, you just let it die. You don't give it treatment. Really sick stuff. Isn't that against the oath that doctors take? I mean, I'm already getting off on a jag, but they banned Alex Jones on all the social media platforms. Yet I think that you could make the case that he's probably top three on social media. And doesn't the fact that he was trending yesterday above all of the other stuff that was breaking, doesn't that prove it? So it just shows you how committed these people are to censoring free speech and from stopping you from deciding for yourself, stopping you from making up your own mind, stopping you from getting the coverage that you want. So, I just thought that that was amazing. And of course, there is news breaking right now when it comes to the censorship that Facebook is engaged in. We had James O'Keefe on yesterday. We've got more video we're going to air today. Is free speech dead in America, folks? Well, if they can censor Alex Jones, then the answer is yes. But this is the Alex Jones Show, and we'll be right back.
You know, the worst part about getting old, and I'm still strong at 45, is that I won't be there for my children someday. That's why I need to make them strong now. Now I can be there for my children. Now I can make them strong. Now I can instruct them. Now I can teach them what I've learned. But not once I'm gone. You think of this digital age, your word's gone forever, but now they're even better at getting rid of what you said than they were before. It's so much easier to burn video or text or languages now that we have high-tech book burning, isn't it? But I have joined my will to the resistance. I can't destroyed now. As long as I realize I've done right, and as long as the people know the truth, and you can't be destroyed either. As long as you bind yourself to something and commit to it and go through the fire for it, there is a magic that then takes place that transcends space and time. When you commit via word of mouth, or to pray for us, or to spread our articles and videos, that overrides everything the enemy's doing. So please now, commit to support InfoWars however you can, and realize your provision to InfoWars is your own provision.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
The story's on InfoWars.com. Ratings, Alex Jones podcast, more popular than Cohen Hearing. This is why they want Alex Jones censored and banned. But strike me down now, and I shall become more powerful than you ever imagined. There is one thing I'm wondering. Why is Joe Rogan allowed to have Alex Jones on his podcast? And why didn't YouTube censor it? Does this mean Alex Jones is allowed back on YouTube? Does this mean Joe has exclusive privilege? Does this mean they're just going to turn their head the other way? But yes, Alex was on the Joe Rogan Experience yesterday, and it was the number one trend on social media. Bigger than almost all-out war between Pakistan and India. Bigger than the circus that was all hyped up and had the spotlight on it, the Michael Cohen testimony. Bigger than the Trump-Kim summit was Alex Jones on the Joe Rogan Experience. Now look, we highlight that because as they're trying to condense us and censor us, it's just nice to kind of get to stick your head out of the ground for once and look around and realize, wow, everybody's been looking for me. And so it's like, oh my gosh, Alex Jones is back on YouTube. Everybody tunes in. It peaked at 206,000 live audience with zero promotion. Zero. We didn't promote it. Rogan didn't promote it. There were no graphics sent out. There was no announcement made. It was just fired up. Alex Jones, 250,000 people tune in live. Now, we'll see where this one ranks when it's all said and done. I went and checked last night. The Alex Jones, Joe Rogan Experience, number 911, was number 3 on Rogan's channel. So we'll see where this one ends up when it's all said and done. Now, this is just the YouTube channel we're talking about. We're not talking about all the people that add clips to Twitter and Facebook and their own YouTube channels or all the other places where the Rogan podcast is distributed. I believe it's on iTunes. So will iTunes ban that podcast because Alex Jones is on it? Very interesting stuff. But it's weird that Alex is so popular and he has everybody talking about him, yet he's able to just be totally erased off of the social media accounts. How do they get away with that? So, we will be getting into some of that news, and there's other stuff that I haven't been able to get to that I'm going to be able to get to today because we don't have many guests. We do have Jacob Wool coming on at 11:30 Central. here in 20 minutes. And he is having a press conference this afternoon. He was in Minnesota with a team and Ali Alexander investigating Ilhan Omar. They're now in D.C. with the team. They're going to have a press conference today announcing what they've discovered with Jack Berkman in their investigation into Ilhan Omar. So Jacob Wool will be joining us live to let us know where you can find that live stream and what exactly it is they were investigating. It could go many ways, but my guess is it's the documents of her marrying her brother. That's just my guess. That's not a tip or an inside information. That's just my guess. Matt Bracken is going to host the fourth hour, and then I may just play the whole Project Veritas video of the Facebook employee, former employee, talking about how they de-boost conservatives. Well, me, they just erase. Alex Jones, they just erase. InfoWars, they just erase. I'm honored. Thank you, Facebook. And I've been telling people about this for a long time, but people are finally starting to do the deep research into it for themselves. And so you're going to find out what I have told you dozens of times here at InfoWars. Whenever CNN or MSNBC, I don't know Fox News, I've never seen any proof of it, but I know they do it in MSNBC and CNN. Whenever they have a town hall, the audience that you're seeing, it's not all handpicked. I mean, they do have some people that get in there, and they do have people from different sides. But they handpick at least four people every time and give them a script. And they're always right out of the Democrat Party. And so finally, people are starting to catch on to this. And because of social media, you can actually go find these people. And so guess what? They went and did research in the Bernie Sanders town hall. This graphic is bad, guys. I'm sorry. I should have forwarded you the tweet with all these images so that you could pull it up. So that's my fault. If you just search Bernie Sanders town hall, like Democrat implants or something, I'm sure you can find it. It turns out that almost every person at the town hall featuring Bernie Sanders was a Democrat operative. Amazing. Amazing. And they just take the, okay, here's this person. And I don't know how these people do it. It's like, I mean, the Kekistan troll army on Reddit and 4chan, like, has mystical powers or something, or access to something I've never seen or heard of, because they find these people, like, in no time. Yeah, there it is right there. Boom! Every single one of them, a Democrat operative. CNN does this every damn time. CNN is the definition of fake news. I mean, these people suck. All they want to do is deceive you. That's all they want to do. I just wish people understood the levels, the lengths that CNN goes to deceive the public. It's unbelievable. So pull up the graphic again, guys, and just go through it. I mean, because this shocks people. Because you're watching the town hall. Oh, these are just regular Americans just like you and I. They don't have an agenda. They don't have a script. No, they do. They literally do. And so think about it. If you're the producers at CNN and you're about to have a town hall and you're calling up all your Democrat operatives. Hey, we got a town hall. I need you to ask this. Hey, we got a town hall. I need you to ask this. Totally contrived. Totally manufactured. Nothing real. Nothing organic. And then I got to give Bernie Sanders credit. He did not win the nomination in 2016. He was never going to win it. Whether he realizes that or not, I don't know. I can't tell how dumb or smart the guy is. But I do give him credit. He got a haircut and he found a comb. It was tough. But I guess that means Bernie's serious this time around. Last time he was just joking. Last time he was just in it to make a couple million bucks for himself, get a new summer home, get a new sports car. But this year, yeah, Bernie got the haircut, he got the comb, and he's even buttoning up his jacket. So maybe Bernie Sanders is actually running to win this time. Boy, wouldn't that be fun. Socialism versus capitalism, 2020. Yeah. That's a tough one right there. Socialism or capitalism, folks? Which one do you want? Wow. But don't worry, because CNN will stack their town hall full of operatives to rig the whole thing and then make you think it's real. Because that's what CNN does. Total fake news. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Even that as much as sometimes you just miss the elephant in the room somehow. Or like you're moving so fast, speeding down the highway, and you miss the monument that you were waiting to see for an hour. And you're like, I was just driving down Highway 70. Where was the arch? Like, what? We just passed the arch. What? And I realized. So Jacob Wohl is going to be joining us in the next segment to make an announcement. He's hosting a press conference later this afternoon. He's going to talk to us about that. And they went and they investigated Ilhan Omar, and it just hit me. The reason why they just banned Jacob Wohl is because he's about to out Ilhan Omar. And so sometimes the answers are a lot simpler than we think. Because what are the two things right now on social media that will get you banned? There's really the three main things. Using the phrase illegal immigration or talking about illegal immigration, talking anything negative about Islam, and then using the word trans or insulting trans in their view. Those are the three hot buttons right now. So Jacob Wohl is going to investigate Ilhan Omar potentially marrying her brother illegally for a green card, and they ban him on Twitter right before that. He wasn't doing anything different than he ever does, but see, they know. Folks, it's like I have to tell people sometimes, because they send me some personal stuff on Twitter messages. I'm like, hey, you know, realize we're not the only people reading these messages. So, you know, be careful. And you know that Twitter also has access to your camera, your data, your contacts, your location. Oh, yeah. Oh, they all do. Go ahead and read the terms of service. But I'm getting off track. It's just because I just realized it's like they banned. We all know that they banned Alex Jones because he was the big focal point. InfoWars was a big focal point. We can change the narrative. And so they had to ban him. Too popular, too powerful, ban him. Then I was kind of still allowed to exist with the War Room. And then after we had all the exclusive Roger Stone coverage, they banned the War Room. Because, you see, that's not allowed to get out. It's the same thing happening to Jacob. He's investigating Ilhan Omar. For whatever reason, social media protects Muslims in this country. Actively. Or at least as far as content on social media is concerned. So that might be the big reason. Now, we'll find out from Jacob if he, A, agrees with that, or B, does have bombshell revelations coming this afternoon during the press conference. Now, look. In the middle of all this censorship, we're forced to contract to the point that now it's just InfoWars.com/show. Yes, we exist on some other platforms out there. I mean, it's great. Brighteon is out there. It's great. BitChute is out there. It's great. These other places are out there. Gab is out there. But the traffic just isn't there. And so InfoWars.com/show is now the mothership where we have to drive all the traffic for our 10 hours of live broadcasts a day. And it's not cheap to have all that bandwidth and to have all this traffic coming here now. And it also is basically like chopping off our arms and legs when it comes to being able to market ourselves, expand our market reach, and try to sell the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, thank God the InfoWars audience is loyal and really just has a deep understanding of exactly what's going on. And so you do support us at InfoWarsStore.com. And I thank you for that, and I salute you for that. And I got to tell you, Turbo Force is 33% off right now. I drank Turbo Force yesterday at, well, I guess it was after the first segment during the break. So about 11:06, give or take, yesterday, I drank Turbo Force. I did 6 hours of live broadcasts, and then I played basketball for 2 hours last night. And I didn't have to drink any more coffee, no more caffeine, no more stimulant the rest of the day. That's how powerful Turbo Force is. And I'm telling you, this is not me complaining. You find out real quick, you do a 3-hour live broadcast, it'll take it out of you. But on Turbo Force, it's just like, phew. Now, today, I will admit, I'm drinking coffee. I just felt like changing it up today. I kind of had the taste for some coffee today. So I'll probably need like 3 or 4 cups. I'm already finished with my first cup. I'm going to need another cup within the first hour. If I had drank Turbo Force this morning, I wouldn't need coffee the rest of the day. And I'll be back hosting the War Room again today, too, with Rob Dew. So the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com are the real deal. And we've got these great specials because we want you to try them and find out for yourself. Try the Alpha Power for yourself and see the positive effects. Try the bodies for yourself and see how the inflammation goes down. Try the Turbo Force for yourself and see the sustained energy. Try the protein bars for yourself, 40% off when you buy 2 or more boxes at InfoWarsStore.com. And I dare you to go find a better tasting peanut butter chocolate protein bar. Now, I'm not the biggest fan of coconut or vanilla, to be honest, but the people around here that like coconut love the vanilla coconut one. I am a chocolate fiend, and so the peanut butter chocolate protein bar, which to me is really just like a double fudge brownie covered in chocolate, or covered in peanut butter, excuse me. Oh, it just sounds awful, doesn't it? The InfoWars Life Protein Bar. A double fudge brownie covered in peanut butter with 15 grams of protein. Won't find that anywhere else but at InfoWarsStore.com. So thank you so much for your support, ladies and gentlemen. And look, Alex isn't going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere. David Knight is not going anywhere. We've committed. We know the role that we have here. And so if they shoot the Millennium Falcon down out of the sky, we go down with it. But as long as you continue to fuel the engine at InfoWarsStore.com, the Millennium Falcon can continue to jump into hyperdrive and continue to survive as we assault the fake news and the lies of the New World Order. When we come back on the other side, Jacob Wool joins us. He's been freshly banned off Twitter. He's such a bad guy for daring to take action and go investigate claims that Ilhan Omar married her brother to get a green card. Well, hey, if the government's not going to investigate it, if no one's going to investigate it, I guess we have to do it ourselves, don't we?
My leaps and my bounds. The number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeine. caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost, but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy to use packets to mix in fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts 10 hours. So take a half pack the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264.
Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Always on the troll. All right, Jacob Wool, ladies and gentlemen, had to reschedule. No worries, though. He'll be joining us in 30 minutes from now. To make the announcement or to tease what he's going to announce in his press conference as far as the investigation into Ilhan Omar marrying her brother is concerned. And if you want the story on that, you can go to jihadilhan.com. That's jihadilhan.com. It's hosted by Culture, but that is the name of the site. And, you know, it's sad that we have to send basically private investigators, not official PIs, but just citizen investigators to do these investigations because we get nothing from our government. Truly a joke, quite frankly. But so here's what we're going to do. I'm going to cover some news in this segment. In the next segment, we're going to be hearing from Alex Jones. And he's going to be responding to really the viral moment when he erupted over the fact the Democrats just say, let that baby die. So illegal, I can't even really comprehend how this is happening, quite frankly. But that's the deal. So that's what we have coming up. And then I am going to, my plan is to dedicate the entire third hour, the entire 1 o'clock central hour to your phone calls. I did not take enough phone calls yesterday on the war room, and I know that the audience is chomping at the bit to respond to Alex Jones with Joe Rogan, to respond to the Cohen testimony, and to everything else that's going on right now. So I'm planning on dedicating the entire 1 o'clock third hour to your phone calls. We may even get to them before that. But let me again just go through all of the news that I have here and then kind of lay the groundwork for where everything goes next. Now, here were the big stories from yesterday. The Trump-Kim summit. Now, apparently, this deal did not go down. And, of course, I'm going to wait and see how it all shakes out and what the president's final comments are before I really decide whether this was a failure or not. But today the headlines are saying it was not good. Yesterday headlines good, today headlines not good. But let's wait and see. You had Pakistan and India almost get into a full-blown war, and it almost barely really made the news. Airstrikes, tanks heading to the border, and planes shot down. India and Pakistan are in a state of war. That's from Michael Snyder. The AP this morning, Pakistan pledges to release captive Indian fighter pilot to hopefully ease the tensions there. Then you had the Cohen testimony, a big fat circus, if you ask me, a total Democrat deep state run event, clearly. And some of the highlights include Cohen hinting that the New York feds are probing Trump for undisclosed crimes. Folks, you need to understand, this is all hype. If Trump, if they had anything on Trump, they'd already remove him from office. They have nothing. They have nothing. Oh, and Cohen's afraid there won't be a peaceful transition of power. See, and then he also says that Trump behaves like a mobster. So wait a second. They're the ones, Mueller's the one behaving like a mobster. The Democrats are the ones behaving like a mobster, go out and harass our enemies. They're the ones that will not relinquish power. It's the Democrats that lost power in the 2016 election that are now resorting to violence. Do you see how they project everything they are? It's almost, I mean, at this point, I think there needs to be a new psychological issue here, because this is, there's pathological lying. There's projection. There's Stockholm syndrome. There's all this stuff. It's like this is pathological projection. That's what this is. It's pathological perpetual projection. Not meaning to alliterate here, but it's pathological perpetual projection. They are constantly projecting who they are onto everyone else. And it's perpetual. It never stops. And they believe it. They can't even help themselves. So pretty much anything you see from Democrats these days is them projecting. Trump's a racist. They're racists. Trump's going to destroy the economy. They want to destroy the economy. Trump hates children. They literally let babies die. Everything they do is projection. But of course, Alex Jones on the Joe Rogan podcast somehow topped all of it on social media yesterday. I've already covered this, but pull up the image again, just because I'm telling you, this is major, major red pill territory right here. And I know that most people know CNN is totally fake news. even most people in the middle. But when you actually see the fact that they plant all these people at these town halls, you think you're having an organic event. You think you're having a real event with real Americans asking real questions to real candidates. It's all fake. It's all fake. The whole presentation is fake. All the people that they have in these town halls are selected from Democrat and leftist activist groups, ladies and gentlemen, every damn time. And this is the first time where I've really seen the internet pick this up and run with it, because other people have done this before, where they go and they find out who these people that CNN has on their town halls are, and every time they find out, they're damn Democrat donors, every time. And, you know, it's not quite like the issue. You know what? I'm not even going to say it. But, you know, it is odd how CNN interviews the same person multiple times at multiple different events. But that's a separate issue that we're not allowed to talk about. This is blatantly in your face. And to me, the average American, even that might not think CNN is that bad, when you realize that CNN plants all their town hall participants, when they select every single one of them from Democrat groups, I mean, if that doesn't show you how fake CNN actually is, I don't know what will. The whole thing is scripted, folks, but I digress. 2020 Democrats are under pressure to embrace sweeping political reforms. This is from McClatchy. So basically, you have all these people that are about to announce, you know, Biden probably, O'Rourke probably, and they have to decide what they're going to do. Are you going to be going with the full-on socialist reform like Cortez and Sanders would like? Or are you going to retreat to real Americana and go back to actual jobs, go back to actual issues? And so the Democrats are kind of lost in no man's land right now. How about this one, though? Dush challenges governor on police handling of illegal immigrants. Now, the original story broke early February, and I just found it this morning. The state of Pennsylvania has now made it a declaration, basically, that their state troopers are not allowed to enforce immigration law. So if a state trooper pulls over an illegal immigrant, they have to let him go. Literally. I mean, can you imagine? If you got pulled over for a DUI, do you get to be let go? Well, if you're not a citizen, yes. So do you realize how ridiculous this is? So an area lawmaker said instructions given by the Wolf administration to the state police of Pennsylvania forces our troopers to make Pennsylvania a de facto sanctuary state, a statement that a spokesman for Governor Tom Wolf was quick to dispute. No, no, Governor Wolf. You made the declaration that state troopers are not allowed to enforce immigration law, and if they have an illegal immigrant, they're not allowed to do anything with it. That was you. So, I mean, I've read the U.S. Code. That's illegal. You belong in jail. The governor of Pennsylvania belongs in jail. But don't expect that, ladies and gentlemen. Don't expect any justice in this country, don't you know? We got Robert Mueller running the show.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology. dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Humanity, and I'm going to tell you why. We know that the whole system works with compartmentalization, and this dehumanization, post-human project is rolling out its censorship, its psychological manipulation, because it's behind schedule. It's ramped it up, accelerated it past what the controllers believe will actually work. So you ask them, why are they doing it? Because we're beating them. And so they're having to gamble. And they are gambling that you're weak. They're gambling that you're not going to stay conscious. And they're gambling that you're not able to differentiate all the different streams of data that are out there in the kind of fog or smokescreen that is being projected out there, all the thousands of different voices, all the millions of different pieces of disinformation. So here's the really good news. I've been friends with Joe Rogan for 20 years. I got really mad at him, and he does interview a lot of people, and then you can make the connection to those people and the connection to him and say he's a bad guy. But after I had a chance to talk to Joe, and I'll talk more about this on the show later, I understand what basically unfolded and what happened. We had a lot of private discussions last 3 weeks or so before I came on the show. And most of that's private. But the big thing was Joe was just caught up with his comedy and his podcast and all the other things he's doing in the UFC. He was working 7 days a week. The guy has a super work ethic. I mean, probably works more than I do. And he just didn't want conflict. And he just didn't want to be plugged into the fight against the globalists because that's not what he signed up for. But things have gotten so bad, and this whole crisis we've seen of censorship forced him to not, under my pressure, do the right thing, but forced him to pull back and reassess. And I didn't just believe the things Joe told me. I had actually been following what he was doing because I've gotten real interested in it and trying to see whether he was a good guy or a bad guy. And I saw him saying, I'm cutting back on UFC. I'm only going to do major events, not ESPN. I'm cutting back on other things, you know, to spend time with my family and focus on the podcast. So what he was telling me privately, I was kind of cyber-stalking him and was already saw him actually saying and doing his own life. So I think if I did anything, I kind of forced him to pull back and reassess what he was doing. And he did apologize to me, and then I felt guilty because, I mean, I went overboard. Jesus didn't tell me to go after and destroy Joe Rogan. I mean, God, the Holy Spirit, does want me to wage war with globalists. And so by extension, I was just labeling him the enemy. So I'll break more of this down in a moment. Now, let me make the really big point, and this is the super good news. Joe did not know that they are keeping babies alive and harvesting their organs here in the U.S. And he didn't know that people like the governor of Virginia are trying to introduce that to the public now because they know, because of lawsuits and undercover video, it's coming out. And it's such a huge crime, hiding in plain view, that will discredit the entire tyrannical medical system. Again, I'm not saying all doctors are bad. I'm talking about the administrators, the system, the dehumanizing grid. And so during the show and after the podcast, Trish Day, that's already on its way to the number one podcast in history, Joe was completely freaked out by it and was looking at it, was talking about it. We went to dinner for like 2 hours. And it just totally flipped his paradigm even more that how real all this is. And again, when I told him about human-animal clones, he looked it up and found it on MIT. He really didn't know all that. And he's a smart guy. I was seeing him go through the same kind of awakening that we've all gone through. And then he was talking about, well, then how do we take action? Because he understands he's got kids. You can't just ignore this stuff and have it go away. It's so bad that it makes you take action against it. So it hit me this morning. I woke up at like 5 a.m. about to fly back to Texas. I'm right at the airport, as you hear. And it just hit me how big the stakes are. That I was thinking about other wars. And I was thinking about other things humanity's gone through. And I was thinking, you know, this is a war. And I was talking a few hours later to the producer of the show, Daria. And we were talking about how this really is a full-spectrum war. We're not just saying we're in a war. And when you realize that, you say, well, who are the combatants? They're unborn babies. And now because they sold us on that, now it's babies that have been born. And we've seen all the case for killing Granny and Newsweek and Time. And now they're wanting us to euthanize old people. And we're literally being taught that we're just human resources and that we're crap. And once we dehumanize old people, then it's unborn babies. Now it's babies after they're already born. And everybody's sitting back going, how is this possible? It's illegal to kill a baby that's already born. But that's why the governor, who's a medical doctor, an organ harvester, that's why he said, oh, we resuscitate, but the mother wants to keep it. The baby's alive. They're not considering it alive, though. They, as the bioethics board, playing God, they wave a magic wand and say, we resuscitate. And then we're now saying, wave a magic wand, by the bioethics board, you have life. That's how they work. And this is where doctors become gods. That's why about 20 years ago, they got rid of the Hippocratic Oath in Europe. They got rid of it here 15 years ago in medical schools of Hippocrates, where you say, do no harm. They are literally now, at the top, a death cult, teaching us all this, and our babies that are already born. You know, I was sitting there talking to one of my security guys at breakfast. I said, listen, I'm not calling for people to go in and shoot up abortion clinics because that only turns them into the victims. Sure, they're killing babies in there, but in their own weird world, they're saying they're not. But I said, what happens? What happens when people learn that they're killing babies after they're born? They're totally healthy. I mean, this is beyond eugenics. This is just taking their organs. What's going to happen if somebody goes after those folks and then they're on trial and the jury's hearing how it's an already born baby? See how that works? So it's okay to kill the babies. It's okay to kill the baby. So it's okay to kill babies. But if I even talk about somebody attacking an abortion clinic and say I don't even want it to happen, still it's like, ooh, that's human life. Don't even discuss someone taking action. And I was talking to my friend, and he goes, yeah, well, that's already happened. And, you know, the courts have ruled that that wasn't right because, you know, the other kids weren't human. I said, I know, because they weren't born yet. And he goes, oh, yeah. And see the sleight of hand? Now it's already born. New York's passed the law. Other states are passing the law. And now because people are so taken back because this is over the top, we're hit by something so out of control, so evil, we don't even know how to respond. I mean, it was Hitler that killed already born babies. It was Hitler that put eugenics in place and would decide who lived and who died. That's how this starts. That's where this comes from. That's what this is. And that's what we're paying. So the answer is not to go out and be violent. But the answer is to get super aggressive with information and truth. Because the enemy's making their move right now, and they need radio silence. They need us to not communicate, and then they can try to condition everyone to accept the new normal, that we're all just a bunch of meat to the corporate establishment, like communist China. But no, that's not going to happen. Our humanity's coming back. And even people out here in the middle of evil L.A. are having huge awakenings and choosing what side they're on, because they're being challenged, and they're being educated, and they're being informed. So whether it's in person, or whether it's calling to talk radio, whether it's speaking at your church, or whether it's talking to folks at the company picnic, your voice is more important and more powerful than ever. You are the leaders. And I'm not just saying that to make you feel important. Damn it, you're everything. So let's take action, ladies and gentlemen, and let's speak the truth. Let's expose what this satanic agenda is. Because that's where it is. And just commit ourselves to do whatever it takes to defend the children of this country and this planet. All right, I'm going to throw it back to Owen Schroyer in the ATX. I'm Alex Jones. Thank you for all your prayers. Thank you for all your support. Thank you for everything you do. Without you, we wouldn't be here. So again, I salute you all. God bless.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the latest story from Micah Bilger, LifeNews.com. Planned Parenthood doctor said she would break the baby's neck if born alive after abortion. Well, I think they realize that that does a little bit of damage to their product there. And so now they just say, ooh, that baby was born? Yeah, just don't give it any treatment. Just let it die. It'll be in perfect condition when we want to harvest its organs and harvest its blood. And you gotta wonder, folks, with this type of stuff going on, who are these people? I know we talk about not dehumanizing people, but are these people even human? Or are these just literal NPCs put on this plane by God as a test to say, look, if you can't stand up against these creatures, these NPCs I've created that just let babies die, then you're not going to the next level with me. If you can't stand up for unborn life, you can stay down here with Satan. Unbelievable, folks.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.